She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Here on Naturally Savvy, we love to talk about avoiding environmental toxins as well as eating a clean diet, what you think about in your life, the people you surround yourself with. There's so many things. So, you know, Andrea, I know that you are such a pro at this with really looking at the environmental factors, and especially when it comes to breast cancer and other issues.
Yeah, and I mean, there's so many things that we can do nowadays to help prevent certain diseases, specifically something like breast cancer. And that's why I'm really excited to talk to our guest today, because she is the queen of hormones. And I'd love to hear what she has to say regarding the environment, but also what we could, you know, within our own bodies and how we can help ourselves.
I love that. Well, the queen of hormones. That's a great title. Lorna Vanderhodge joins us once again. She is fantastic. And like Andrea said, she is a queen of hormones. She's been educating women about prevention of disease and nutrients for over 30 years. Hello, Lorna. Welcome back.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And I think when it comes to breast cancer, that most women just think, you know, it's one of those things they can't do anything about. And yet we have many, many things we can do to prevent it and then improve our treatment outcome as well. And if we look at the fact that back in 1960, we had 1 in 20 women develop breast cancer. Today, it's 1 in 8. So we're raising billions of dollars for breast cancer research, and yet most women don't know what they can do to prevent getting it in the first place.
So Lorna, what do you think are the reasons that, you know, the statistics, such a disparity in the statistics between back then and today?
I think it has a lot to do with environmental hormones, and we don't think much about these, but environmental hormones are man-made hormones. They're found in our food, they're found in cosmetics, they're in our environment. And we are exposed to thousands of these estrogenic compounds that are causing a disruption in our hormones in the body. And combine that with severe stress that a lot of us are under, which also cause our estrogen levels to go up. And we end up in a situation where we have hormone imbalance. And estrogen's a powerful hormone. It makes cells grow out of control. Its job is to make your uterine lining nice and thick. So if you get pregnant, the egg has somewhere to live for the next 9 months. But estrogen is also a very powerful hormone that can make cells grow out of control, and that's the link with breast cancer.
Well, let's talk about some of these food and environmental factors that we want to avoid.
All right. When we look at the environmental factors, you know, this is where we want to buy organic foods whenever we can, and the reason why. You know, we have this crazy debate. I always see these newspaper articles where they say, oh, organic food, you know, and conventionally grown produce, do they have more nutrients? And I'm like, who cares? That's not the reason why we buy organic food. We buy organic food so we are not getting bombarded with pesticides. And pesticides fit right into your estrogen receptors, just like estrogen made by your body. So that's not a good thing, because you end up estrogen overloaded from all the pesticides that we eat in our fruits and vegetables. So it's important that you choose organic food to lower your exposure to environmental estrogens. And then buy organic dairy products, because they don't have the same hormone content that commercially produced dairy does. So another reason to buy organic whenever you can. And that's just one area that we really make a huge difference. Cosmetics are another one. You do not want to buy any shampoo, conditioner, toothpaste, mouthwash, deodorant, skin cream that contains parabens. And good companies now, even the mainstream companies, are writing right on their label, contains no parabens, doesn't contain phthalates. And that's because the skin is a great delivery system. Remember, we use the skin to deliver drugs. So that means that what you put on your skin goes right in the body. So you better reduce your load of environmental estrogens that you put on your skin by buying paraben-free cosmetics and deodorants and mouthwash and toothpaste.
I love that what you said, Lorna, because, you know, I totally agree with you when people are like, oh, I don't know, is organic really better? Well, it is better because you're avoiding those pesticides, and you're right. When they make the argument about it being more nutritious, I love that you said it. Who cares? Because that's not really what it's about. It's really about avoiding all the things that it contains, that it doesn't contain, like the pesticides. Talk to us a little bit about the, you know, the plastic containers and BPA and other, you know, other types of chemicals that are found in plastic that are leaching into it that we're ingesting, whether it's, you know, takeout food when we eat out at a restaurant, or other ways if you're heating up, you know, food in a microwave or freezing it in plastic, and ways that we could perhaps help to detoxify our bodies from the chemicals found in these plastics.
Well, that's good news, is we can detoxify them. So when we're talking about plastics, you know, the greatest thing was when they finally came out and told everybody about the BPA in the baby bottles. But that's just one of hundreds of estrogenic compounds that are man-made that are found in plastic. So the big problem with plastic is when we heat it. So you never microwave in plastic. You don't put plastic wrap on food and microwave with it. Glass if you're going to microwave. So, and the other thing is water bottles are only designed for one-time use. So if you're reusing your water bottle, the estrogens in the water bottle are completely breaking down. I'm talking about those, the water bottles we buy, you know, in the store for that already have the water in them. They're only designed for a one-time use, so don't reuse them. And if they get warmed up in your car, throw them away immediately because all the estrogenic compounds leach into the water. So we want to avoid plastics as much as possible when it comes in contact with our food. And I was just at one of our big trade shows in the U.S., a couple of weekends ago, and I sat on the plane coming home by a big manufacturer of all the packaging that we use. And he was telling me that one of the worst packagings that we have is those styrofoam containers that we put the instant soups in and the instant noodle soups
in.
He said, never use those. He said, if you think plastic is bad, those are worse because you're pouring super hot water into them. So dump the noodles into a bowl, then pour the hot water in and put another plate on top of it. Don't use those styrofoam containers. So that was interesting to me because it was something I hadn't researched.
That is very interesting. So then, what are some ways that we can help detoxify our bodies from these estrogens or the xenoestrogens from the plastics that we're taking in?
Right. We can get rid of these man-made estrogens. And remember, they're not just affecting women. They're causing increased problems with different cancers in men. They're causing our children also to become hormone disrupted. That's why we're seeing little girls and little boys that are so chubby with the estrogen bellies at, you know, 8 and 9 years old. And our boys are getting more feminine. And none of it is good. So what we can do is use nutrients that have been shown to detoxify these bad estrogens, because we have good estrogen and we have bad. And they include things like indole-3-carbinol, DIM, D-glucarate, sulforaphane. And these are plant nutrients. They're found in cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, and kale. You can buy them in the health food store. And they are our super protectors of different types of estrogen-related abnormal cell growth cancer growers. So I always tell people, you know, take these things every single day to protect yourself, because the chances are we're not going to be able to eliminate environmental hormones. They're just everywhere. So you want to take things like indole-3-carbinol, DIM, D-glucarate, and sulforaphane every day of your life, men and women, to protect you from all of these cancer-related estrogen hormones that we're exposed to.
Lorna, really quickly, because we only have about 30 seconds left, is there a certain amount that we should be taking of these nutrients? Can you OD on the indole-3-carbinol or any of these in a supplement form?
Well, they actually did studies comparing what is the right dose. So it's one of those situations where 200 milligrams is a great daily dose. Some women with breast cancer, their oncologists have them on 800 milligrams a day. So it's very, very safe. They all come from food. And people can read more at my website at hormonehelp.com.
Lorna, always a pleasure to have you on our show. Love to have you back again. I know you'll be on more often. Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.